Earlier in the day, I spoke with Montana Senator Max Baucus as he awaited the president's visit to Great Falls. Baucus is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee. He has said he would not support putting Social Security taxes into private accounts. I asked him if he would agree that the Social Security system is in crisis.
It's certainly a long-range challenge. There's no doubt about it. But our country has a lot of long-range challenges. The Medicare Trust Fund, much, much worse shape than Social Security. But Social Security Trust Fund will be there up through 2052. That is, it won't be exhausted.
By one estimate, anyway. There's some discrepancy on
that. Well, that's this Congressional Budget Office estimate, and that's what we, by law, must go by. And the other is by the Social Security actuaries. They say it will not be exhausted until 2042. Mm-hmm. You know, that's still a long ways out. You know, that's 37 years from now. So it's a problem, but I wouldn't call it a crisis.
Well, if it's a problem, and if there is this shortfall, impending shortfall in the trust fund, what options might you consider to help fix the problem? The president mentioned some last night, increasing the retirement age, limiting benefits for wealthy retirees. What would you put on the table?
There are an infinite number of options. Those are some. But the solution, frankly, is to replicate President Reagan's action in 1983 when he proposed a commission headed by Alan Greenspan, where those commissioners studied the problem. There were no ulterior motives, and they made several changes, all of them a little bit unpopular, but they all joined hands and said, hey, this is what we have to do. That's the kind of approach I think necessary to solve Social Security.
And specifically, what things might you consider?
Well, there's age, there's retirement age, there's a look at the payroll tax, but there are a lot other ways to be more creative here. For example, there's $70 billion a year in payroll taxes that are uncollected. The wage cap, there might be a modification there. I mean, there are an awful lot of ways, and I'm not endorsing any one of these at all. I'm just saying that it's the approach that matters more than anything else right here, one where people get together, where politics is virtually eliminated.
I'm not hearing a lot of middle ground in what your colleagues are saying, though. It seems that there
early.
Are people who are
I think
either
it's early.
Opposed. In
I
all...
think it's early. And basically because the president has been so public about his position and because he's made this virtually a presidential campaign, which is not yet sufficiently conducive to talking together and working together. But I expect that we're going to have to end up somewhere similar, at least, to the Greenspan Commission idea. Or the president on his own is going to have to back off and send some honest the goodness signals that he really does want to work together.
With the president on this tour of red states, like your home state of Montana,
yeah.
states that have Democratic senators like yourself,
yeah.
trying to turn you over
yeah.
to his side, do you think he'll get any takers on the Democratic side? Might he change some minds?
I don't think so. People feel pretty strongly about this, particularly on the Democratic side, and I don't get any sense at all that this is going to make a difference. The president's not up for re-election again. Democratic senators, Republican senators are up for re-election again. And so they're going to be looking much more at their whole card. And that whole card is what do the people in their own states really want, more than what does the president want.
Well, Senator Baucus, thanks for being with us.
But thank you.
Senator Max Baucus, Democrat of Montana, one of the red states the president is visiting on his tour to promote private accounts for Social Security.